Can we can get
absolutely.
Out that way? Okay.
Elevator.
Should we just do it right now?
Sure.
All right, we're
can
here
do it while we're walking.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're here with Howard Zinn inside the Nader Rally. It's October 1st in Boston. Mr. Zinn is familiar that several hundred people were victimized by the Philadelphia Police Department this summer in Philadelphia during the Republican National Convention, and we'd like to ask him to say a word of support for the victims who were incarcerated during that period. Mr. Zinn?
Well, you know, the very fact that people have to demonstrate outside of a political convention in order to hear their voices, a political convention that's rigged in advance so that they know who the candidate is going to be, there's no contest at all, people outside protesting it, and then they're attacked by the police and they're arrested and they're held on $1 million bail, $500,000 bail, I mean, you know, that's a horrible anti-democratic situation, and I hope people will support those people who are coming on trial, right? Hundreds of them coming on trial, and they need all the support they can get.
I'm working for the Boston Independent Media Center today, tomorrow, and the next day. So we're here at on the floor of the Fleet Center, and it's post-Nader Super Rally. What do you think?
Oh, it was great. I mean, there are tons of people here, you know, 8, 9, 10,000, something like that.
I asked an usher. He said 12,000 people.
He said 12. That's great.
He knows. He works here.
Yeah. 12,000 people. So people were really energized, great speeches, a lot to take home, a really good take-home message to get going, get active. So I had a great time.
Will you be out on Tuesday?
I will. I'll be back here Tuesday. Yeah, coming out from Western Mass. Take a couple hours and come out here.
Bring in friends and family?
Yep, yep.
Can you tell me what you think of Ralph Nader, what he had to say
he
today?
He told us the truth.
He told you the truth?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? As opposed to George Bush and Al Gore lying?
Well, they have to lie because they're not telling the truth. It means
they can't talk on real issues and to you that's truth?
Well, yes.
So like
issues
them
that affect me as a person.
So them not talking about the death penalty, like Ralph Nader said, and them not talking about health care and those issues to you, everything else that they're talking about is just lies to cover up the real issues?
Yes, I mean, the most important one to me is universal health care. Because, you know, I'm not from one of the families where everybody is you know, is rich and powerful. And you're not having universal health care in a place like the United States is very close to the death penalty.
Is that your friend over there? Should we wait for him?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think, or will you be out on Tuesday? Did this kind of get you excited to go down and participate at the debates?
I am going to go and protest at the debates.
Really?
Yes.
Would this be your first protest?
Yes. And I actually can't even vote, so.
You can't even vote?
Yeah.
Well, good for you for being out there anyway. I know some other people like you. There's some Canadians who are coming down to participate in this.
Well, that's excellent.
Well, American politics affects them and it affects you too.
It affects everybody.
Yeah.
Especially it affects the third world in a major fashion.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Pakistan.
And what's the effects on Pakistan of American politics?
It's more or less the same for any country in the third world. I mean, everything that goes through the pipeline of IMF and World Bank ends up hurting the people there in a direct manner. It's in your face. It's not even hidden in any way.
Are you in communication with friends and family back home? And if so, do they have any comments to you on Americans protesting the World Bank and the IMF? Does that get them excited?
Yes, and I do have a lot of family in the U.S., and I would try my best to convince them to vote for Nader.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this is something that you're going to go out and you're going to campaign with your friends and family for?
Absolutely.
And what has motivated you to do that?
Well, I have known about this for a while, and it's just that for a while, people like me were in a state of apathy, you know, just thinking that nothing can really be done, so might as well just live it out somehow. But now I think there's not only a ray of light, but it's quite a brilliant ray of light.
So what demonstrated that for you? Like, you talk about apathy, but what changed that apathy? Was there a specific thing?
To come out here and see that a whole lot of other people are interested in this and interested to the extent that they are willing to, you know, put in time and effort and money, you know, which are all things that are not so easy to sacrifice in the kind of world we live in.
Yeah, somebody made the comment that 12,000 people gave up football on a nice Sunday to come down here and listen to Ralph Nader.
I mean, that means something.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks a lot for talking with me. Have a nice day. Hi, did you guys go inside? No?
In Washington, D.C. this past week, 8 people were arrested while staging a sit-in at the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is actually 2 consulting groups. 1, the Brewer Group, Republican firm, and 2, the Western Consulting Group.
Were you inside just now, too?
Yeah.
What did you think of what Nader had to say? I see that you don't have, like, loads of Nader buttons on, and you're not wearing, like, a Nader t-shirt or anything. Actually, you have a Hate Sita and Go Vegan pen on, so I want to hear what you think about Nader.
I think he's great. I think he stands for everything that needs to be in this country, and I'm glad that somebody's finally out there speaking out in him. He had a crowd of so many people there.
12,000.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't expect that, and I was so moved that there were so many people there. It was great.
So did you see a lot of people in your age group? There's the 20, is it 18 to 24 is the least voting group in the whole country.
That's sad. It's sad, and it's because we've been told so much that if we vote for him, it's going to be a vote that's thrown away, that we have to pick the lesser of two evils, and it's not true.
Do you think people are buying into that this go-round, or you think they're going to vote for Nader or another third-party candidate?
I think that there's a large group of people who still buy into that. I think the word is getting out there that not so many people are, but I still think that there's going to be a small portion of the population that will be.
What do you think you can do to change that, to mobilize people, friends and family that you have, to vote for Nader?
I'm actually the president of a club at school, and we're getting the word out. And
what club is that?
The Environmental Club.
Cool.
So we're getting the word out. We're putting articles in the school paper about it. Just trying to make sure that everybody knows the truth.
Yeah, well, you still got a while, you know, over a month before the election, so good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and keep your spirit up for Nader. So you were in the debates, or actually I guess you weren't in the debates because they haven't happened yet, but you were just inside the Nader Super Rally. What did you think about it?
I thought it was really empowering for just our humanity and, like, just, like, what's going on in, like, the century right now, you know? This is a really, really crucial time for us to, like, really think about, like, the good things for us, like things that are good for us. Like, military isn't good for us, you know. Healthcare is good for us. And he totally, like, nailed every single issue that is going on in this country that the other candidates aren't even, like, giving, like, a rat's ass about. They're like, and I just really think he's really looking out for the best interest of us and our hearts, you know, like. It's really good. I feel really empowered by it.
You're, like, shaking. I like this. You don't have any Nader buttons on. You don't have a green t-shirt on. Are you new to this campaign?
No, not really. I've been following the Green Party. I haven't really voted ever in an election, but
you're going to vote this time?
I'm going to vote this time.
Why is it so different?
Well, finally, you know, a candidate is saying things that I can relate to and things that I care about and things that need to change in the country. And the other candidates in the last, like, I'm 22 now, I'll be 23. The last candidates in the last 5 years just, like, haven't impressed me at all, and I didn't want to give them my vote. I didn't want to give them my time. And
so you were one of the 45% of Americans who didn't vote in the last presidential election. And what woke you up to vote this go round?
What will lead me to vote?
No, what I said, what woke you up? Like, what made you, like, he was talking about the sleeping, someone was talking about the sleeping giant, the 45% of Americans who haven't voted. So I'm wondering what has made you decide to vote this time?
It's made me decide to vote. I just really am really inspired by Ralph Nader. I mean, he's like, he's really a stand-up kind of guy, and, like, I want to support everything that he's supporting.
And Winona LaDuke, had you heard her speak before?
No, I didn't actually get to hear LaDuke speak because I came in late. I had to go to a Buddhist meeting.
So you should check out some of her stuff. She's a wonderful speaker. Have you read her book, All of Our Relations?
It's
a good book, too. All right, well, thanks a lot for talking with me, and have a great day.
You too.
And have fun this election go season.
Keep Ralph Nader out of the debate. Thank you very much.
Are you going to be
there with your counter protest?
The billionaires are counter-protesting at the debate. They're going to make sure that we don't open the doors to the debate, that we don't get Ralph Nader in. No, we're going to let the billionaires take us down. Poor people have more muscles.
Lady, I've got billions of dollars. I've got billions of dollars that said Ralph Nader's never going to be president. What do you say to that? Whose vote can I buy?
We're going to take you down. Dudley Square, 5 p.m. We're going to take down the billionaires. We're going to open the debate.
Open, schmopen.
This Tuesday.
I feel the billionaire's perspective is underrepresented.
So Ralph Nader hasn't taken any political action committee money. Have the billionaires been able to at least slap some money down?
Well, the reason the billionaires are present in such numbers at these Ralph Nader events is simply because Ralph refuses our money.
So you come here anyway?
We don't like it when Ralph says no, because we're not used to hearing that word. So we have to be here to let people know that a vote for Bush is a vote for Gore, and a vote for Gore is a vote for Bush. The important thing to remember is that we own them both. The billionaires for Bush or Gore want people to understand that. They want people to understand that if we don't pay for the elections, they'll have to. Who wants to do that? The billionaires are really performing a great public service, and I think people don't realize that. So we're going to be there on Tuesday to support the Commission on Presidential Debates. I'll let people know that Ralph Nader doesn't belong on that platform. Anybody who isn't a billionaire or a son of a billionaire really doesn't belong in the White House.
And doesn't have millions of dollars in oil companies and things like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
For attribution's sake.
Oh, yeah, my name. Which I'm really supposed to... Oh, yes. Rob R. Barron.
How clever.
So I stayed up all night trying to think of that.
All right. Well, it's a great costume, man. Thanks a lot. Were you inside
Yeah, hang on a second, Ruth. Yes, I was.
I can walk with you. What did you think about what Ralph Nader had to say?
I think it was wonderful. It expressed all of my hopes, dreams for the future. I think this campaign makes it worthwhile getting up in the morning.
Did you vote for Nader last time he ran?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? And why this time again?
Why this time again? There's nobody else. He's the only one.
And Winona LaDuke for vice president?
Is a stunning candidate. Imagine, Jewish, Indian, nursing mother. It's a miracle. I think maybe it would be nice in the next election, she should run for president.
Yeah, first Native American Harvard graduate, too.
Yeah,
so
is she really? Yeah. No, I didn't know that. That's wonderful. Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
So she said to me earlier today that she's not going away, that she will, in fact, be around in 4 years, even if they don't get in.
That means I'm going to be working very hard 4 years from now. In the meantime, we're going to build the Green Party.
As far as your friends and family, are they aware of Ralph Nader?
They're aware, very aware of Ralph Nader. Unfortunately, they're all committed Democrats.
Really?
Really, yeah.
And they're backing Gore?
Well, I mean, they're working class, union oriented, and you know, they're going to do the same thing they've been doing for. I mean, they voted for McGovern. They voted for the liberal or the conservative wing of the Democratic Party.
I was talking with someone earlier about Black Americans in the Republican Party, and you know, they voted religiously for the Republican Party for many years, and then made a switch earlier on in this century to the Democratic Party.
Right.
And if they could do that, why can't we get Democrats to switch to the Green Party now?
Well, we're doing I actually live in Manhattan, and I live in the most liberal Democratic district in the country. And actually, we're making more inroads there, I think. You know, every time we're out on the street every day campaigning, and people are really thinking hard on it, you know, and they're scared. And their conscience is bothering them when they say they have to vote for Gore because of Bush. But they're changeable. You know, when somebody says, I have to, I know I shouldn't, but I have to, that means you can move them. So
I had gotten wind that New York City actually voted more votes for Nader last election than they did for Dole. So it came out Gore, or actually Clinton, or if it's
in
not
some
the
districts,
same thing,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
in
pretty
some
impressive
districts,
for New York
yeah.
City.
Yeah, I ran 2 years ago for state senate in my district. And
on the Green Party?
Well, we didn't have ballot status. Yes, as a Green Party candidate, and I got about 2,000 votes, and that was with zero money.
Oh, wow. Go you.
Yeah, so it can happen.
It can happen.
And I was just up at Bard, which is another upstate, further upstate in New York, at something the other night, and the editor of the press, the student newspaper up there, told me that Bard College campus is going to go. There are 1,200 students on the campus. 900 of them, he expects to vote for Nader.
Wow.
So
that's a majority.
Majority. No, that's three quarters. Considerably more than that. He says that Vassar will probably go the same way.
Wow.
You know, Vassar students. So yeah, it's good.
So I
good
hear.
Good time to be doing politics.
Yeah, the 18 to 24 year old bracket is waking up to politics, and I think Nader's helping it happen.
Yeah. The other day. A young couple came running over to the table that we have set up, and they had been in a Pearl Jam concert the night before. 25,000 people at this concert out at Jones Beach in an outdoor amphitheater, and they said Pearl Jam stopped the concert in the middle of the concert and spent 5 minutes rapping on why the audience should vote for Nader.
Cool.
And they were here with these, these people came the next day, oh, you're here, oh, last night Eddie Vedder said we should vote for Nader. So we're here to sign your petition.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is so great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to it. We've got a few more weeks before the elections happen. Are you going to be out on Tuesday for the debate here in Boston?
No, I have to go. Well, I'll be here tomorrow, but I have to go back. I've got to.
Okay.
Well, I have a campaign to work on.
Tomorrow's a Boston TV party. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
They're
going
to go to the Constitution, I think, at about noon and throw TVs off the side to reenact the original act of civil disobedience here in this country.
Is everybody going to get arrested for polluting the water?
Hopefully not, Somebody was saying they should actually tie ropes to the TVs and haul them back up and throw them over again. that kind of thing. So maybe it'll happen. All right, well,
okay,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So what did you think? I can walk with you if you need to walk.
Yeah, and you should talk to these guys, too.
Okay.
I
said, what did you think?
Incredible.
Incredible.
It was absolutely incredible. The amount of energy in that room and the amount of... people who are just, I'm hoarse from the amount of screaming I've been doing.
Yeah.
The amount of energy and people who are just fed up with what's been going on is incredible. Like, the idea that once people start paying attention, they realize that the political system is just terrible, and then they just, pay $10 a head, walk in the Fleet Center, and spend 4 hours listening to people explain why it's terrible.
That's, and not just Green Party members. They had union members. They had
libertarians. I saw a whole bunch of people just running around, like, making fun of the people with, like, the orangish hair. I saw 80, senior citizens and mothers with their kids and, teenagers like ourselves. It was incredible. It was nothing I've ever seen before.
You said you were a teenager. Are you eligible to vote?
Yeah, we all are. Yes. We're all up here from Skidmore College.
First time?
First time. We're, we just made like a 4-hour drive up here, crashed in people's houses just to get here today.
And are you going to stick around for the debates on Tuesday?
If we can. We're trying to organize a bus to come back up here 2 days from now.
All right. Well, good luck to you on Tuesday.
Okay. Fred, why are you riding your bike around the country promoting Ralph Nader's presidential campaign?
The main reason is I called it Ride for America. Let's take our country back, which means our values, also our jobs. We're the ones that fought the wars and stuff and paid for the universities for the education, and it's been our tax dollars that's funded grants to develop technology and stuff, and it's been given to these companies and stuff. It's a song and a dance, and the whole idea was that the American people would have stock in these corporations and stuff to help build our infrastructure, and that people would be employed, and that their taxes would help our infrastructure, and that now all of a sudden all this technology has been carried overseas. We don't need to have a military if we're going to give it all away. And that was the thing of and the same thing. Ralph Nader, all our jobs are leaving, and I've talked to everybody I could talk to on the ride. It was a 90-day ride, and it's the only true poll I know of that's going on. And the poll that I was coming up with, even after I was the first month into the ride, was that 60% of the people were going to be voting for Ralph Nader. And that was my low figure. I said it could blow out as 80%, maybe even a little higher, because people are so mad and so disgusted with both parties. I mean, the Republicans don't like Democrats, or Gore, and unhappy with Bush. And Democrats are... don't like Bush and are unhappy with Gore, and they're looking for that middle. That's the hardcore ones.
Most of the people you met know that Nader was running for president, or was it something that after you told them about him?
Quite a few didn't. they're looking for something different. The minute they knew that Nader was running, if he's running, I'm going to vote for him. Well, gosh, well, why don't they tell us about someone like him? What's going on? And I said, well, you're going to see more of it come out after Labor Day, because this Green Party is just like me and you, average people in this and that. They have worked real hard for 4 years to get these get him on the ballot, these high bars they've had him to jump. And those people signed those petitions know of him and stuff. And when Labor Day comes, people will be paying more attention to our politics. And all these people can be turned loose from instead of trying to get up the number of signed petitions. These are dedicated people, and they're going to be out there getting the word out. And with other people being so disgusted, and as you talk to people, as I talk to them, the minute they hear of Ralph Nader, the older people, they say, oh, is he running? Well, definitely I'm going to vote for him because I want some values.